Tonight, our 10 minutes, our 10 minute speaker is Tasha H. from San Diego.
My name's Tasha, and I am an alcoholic. What it was like for me. I lost my parents early on. I was about six. I lost both of them. Not soon after that, I lost my grandmother. Early on, I was really aware of my emotions and my feelings. Early on in my life, I had become terrified and horrified of what the world was like for me. I came to believe on my own, with my own understanding, that if I could just build my life the way I thought it should, or if I took the initiative to put things in place for myself, that I would, you know, really be protected and safe. And that way I could at least keep things pretty much at arm's length for myself. You know, I started that real young. You know, I kind of had that in play grade school, middle school, and then I took that first drink. And when I took that first drink, you know, I wasn't, didn't have to, I was still afraid, but I didn't really care that I was. I was still in such a condition that I really allowed myself to run with the insanity, and I was able to build on it very quickly in my life. I had ideas in my head, and I had a way of life that I knew how to live, that if I could just do it the right way, that, you know, I was going to be okay. I had to, and it was really early on for me. I had a little boy very young, and I was out of high school. I was still managing to hold some of my, what I thought was dignity together, some of my life together. I still felt like I had some sort of self-worth at that point. And for me, it got to the point where I needed a relief from that drink, but I still had responsibilities. And the more I had to grow up and the more I had to develop into a person, the more it was necessary for me to drink. It was absolutely necessary. I wasn't happy who I was, and yet I still had this little boy, and I wasn't happy with who I was for him. And I tried to force myself into a way of life that I thought would make things better. And I had to have to wake up in the morning, and I knew I was going to take a drink. I knew I was going to take a drink in my coffee, and I had to somehow in my head justify that. Like, you know, my parents were my reason why I drank. If you had my life, you would have to drink too. And I was just really angry and self-blaming for a really long time. I was real fortunate because the insanity was rapid and fast. And I think the best thing that happened to me was that it was so quick and so hard for me that the insanity was, I believe, more immense for me than most, possibly. I had to be self-sufficient. I didn't think there was anything or anybody that was going to be able to help me. I knew that my past wasn't going to change. I knew that it wasn't going to get better. I knew that I knew something was really wrong, and I just couldn't figure it out. I would arrange things, and you know, I had that baby again. Didn't help, and the sanity got worse, and the more it got worse, the more I had to drink, and the hole was getting deeper, and the trench to jump across was much wider, and I was really astounded. My life had become what it was. I knew I was a really good person. I knew I really loved life, and I just didn't on my own have the ability to do what I needed to do for myself. I was real lucky. I had friends that were alcoholic, and I wasn't sure that I was one, and they told me I should go hang out at a meeting. I told them they were crazy. Why would I do that? And I ended up at a place where I met my sponsor, and pretty much I must have been really bad when I came in because I was so desperate. My second meeting, she pretty much tackled me, and I still didn't have enough in me to understand what was going to happen. I still didn't have the understanding of what alcoholism was, how it affected my life, that I had the ability to change things, that I could, like, somehow be okay with who and what I was. And I had to really weigh, because, you know, I wasn't really into action, and I couldn't drink. But I didn't have any tools. I didn't have any way of life. And it was real apparent to me that I either had to choose to live or choose to die, and I was drinking to live and living to drink. And it had to end, and I didn't care how it ended. I thought I was going to lose everything. I was absolutely convinced, because I couldn't go into rehab, that I was going to be insane. I was going to die. I was going to want to die. And the insane part about it is, every time I took a drink, I really wanted to drink myself to death. I only passed out a few times at that point. I was excessively, I could drink a lot, and I'm a little thing, and I don't know why God planned it that way for me, but I drank a lot. And I was somehow still able to find the rooms. And when I met that sponsor, and I sat down and I talked with her, and I talked to her. I talked to another alcoholic, and somehow, some way, like, things in my life started making sense to me. I remember doing everything that was asked, and it just wouldn't come fast enough for me. I wanted it. I dove in head first. I couldn't get enough of it. I knew right away I was getting some sort of relief. I didn't know what that really meant, but I knew it was. Even like meeting with her for 1 hour, like, my whole life was better, just that little bit. Higher power came really easy for me, because something threw my butt in that room, and I kept coming back, and I kept wanting it more, and it was given to me at my pace. And the thing that, what happened at that point is, I sat down, and I was talking with my sponsor, and I got to a point where I was going over my resentments, what had been hurting me for so long, what had been hurting my feeling for so long, what I thought driven me to drink. And I got down to the one most painful thing the most, and it was my parents, and they were really, like, power punched my drinking. And somehow, some way, like, all of my excuses to drink were taken away from me. And the true meaning of selfishness, self-centeredness, loneliness, I had a full understanding of what alcoholism was, what to do about it. Because after that last resentment was put at peace, you know, I realized that I was free, and there was an answer. So Alcoholics Anonymous didn't change my past. It didn't change any of my situations. But it changed me. It changed me. I at that point had a full understanding of life and what it was about, and that who and what I was and why I was that way. And there was a solution for me. there was a solution. Today I'm raising my grandson. My own son has been on the front lines in Iraq and Afghanistan. And to be honest with you, I knew if I lost him, I wasn't going to drink. Somehow, some way that needed power, I came in so hopeless and so alone. That power, when I sat there for that minute, when I realized I was why I drank and not anything else, that power stays with me. And every time I ask him to stand between me and the bottle, he's there, like every time. Nothing makes me drink. I make me drink. And what I get to do is be free today. And I have a power with me that will never go away unless I give it away. And I call it God. And I got that here. Thank you.